Snowy days and frosty nights. Everything looks cold and white. Hanging around the mistletoe. Hanging around the mistletoe. Christmas Day will soon be here. And everybody's
holiday special edition of Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Again, making us the number one listen to talk show in all of Arizona on our gorgeous Arizona weekends. Here to help you right now, you, is Margaret in Phoenix, who we made wait forever, and then we took her, and then I had to cut her off. So I'm bringing her back, and we're going to take care of her right away. Manufactured home that apparently needs to be leveled. Margaret, you were talking about this contractor was apparently crawling under the house, taking a look at it with a confidant or an advocate of yours.
Right.
And y'all were kind of coming to the conclusion that, yeah, it does need to be re-leveled. Where do we go from here?
But I'm also afraid because I had vinyl floor put down, wood vinyl floor, and I'm wondering, does that, if I have it done, does it pop up and will it affect like the pipes and the roof when they do this leveling?
Margaret,
and do you know a company that does it too?
How old is the home?
1977.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I don't know if they've ever had it done.
Yeah. When we level anything, we can't guarantee you there won't be some occurring damage. So we've got to assess, is it listing to the point that we need to take that gamble? Most of the times we'd be talking about maybe cracking the drain line on the plumbing. That's something we can test right away and see if, in fact, we did or didn't and get it repaired. That's done. No big problem. We have to verify the electrical feed, whether it's coming in from underground or overhead, and make sure it stays totally intact. The architectural features, like the linoleum floor, like the paneling on the walls and the joints between the ceiling and the outside walls, there could be small amounts of stress shown on a home 50 years old that we're trying to level. So you're just going to have to weigh it. How bad is it? And do I want to take the risk? And, you know, if I'm talking, you mentioned it was a double wide, right?
It's actually double wide plus.
Double wide plus, and how long is it?
It feels like a football field.
Feels big. You know, and if we're listing from one end to the other, an inch and a half or 2 inches, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I probably will live with that until it gets worse.
I feel the bumps as I'm walking around. I can feel like in different spots, I feel going up and down. And I use a cane and a walker, so it's kind of like I notice it too.
Yeah. Okay. I do not know a company that specializes in manufacturing home leveling. But Margaret, I know someone who will know someone that we can trust. I'm going to ask you again, seems like I'm asking a lot of favors out of you today. I'm going to ask you to be patient with me again, and I'll call you on Monday, okay? It'll take me a couple phone calls to track down this person who I trust in the manufactured home industry. And what part of the state do you live in?
Off of the 51 in Bell Road.
Okay, 51
Pretty
Bell.
Pretty close to you.
Very good, yes, okay. So I'll find you someone that moves in that area that we can trust, okay?
Okay.
All right,
Thank
dear.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All right, Miss Margaret. Very Merry Christmas to you as well.
Continuing on?
Let's go ahead and get through all the people.
767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Jack, welcome to the program, sir. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you very much, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Yesterday, I got the sad Christmas present that after experiencing a little bit of sewer backup in our house and then going down there with a camera and all that goes along, we've discovered that in our 50-year-old home, we have a pretty bad drain system underneath. It's cast iron, and it has a number of cracks in it. There's a few very small roots starting to come through. And I've been advised that I probably have to replace the whole thing.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, right. Merry Christmas. Anyway, I have heard that, or I was advised by the camera operator, that there may be a technology that allows that pipe to be relined rather than having to jackhammer the entire slab and replace the sewer line. Can you offer any thoughts on that or any knowledge, advice?
Yeah. You know, there, as far as I know, there's only one company that's currently doing that technology residentially, and that's Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Okay.
Give them a ring at 602-903-1787, and they are currently doing a non-excavation linear underground replacement in certain situations. They can come out and analyze your particular application. And believe me, if they say they can do it, they can. And there's another home. I see you're calling from Scottsdale. I was recently at a home adjacent to Papago Park where it couldn't be done. And they have like 12 holes in their concrete floor throughout their house. Every place they had to send a pipe, glue a junction, get it over to this plumbing fixture or that plumbing fixture. So I couldn't encourage you enough to call Ben Franklin and see if, in fact, they could use their technology to fix it.
I will do that. Thank you very much. And let me, if I could ask one quick follow-up.
Yeah, sure.
If in fact, they're not able to do it, you know, thinking of the worst case, would you advise me to just go ahead and put up with the, digging the holes? And they probably can do that without structural damage to the home and so
forth. They can do it without structural damage to the home.
Okay. Obviously, it would be a mess.
The alternative to their method is not pretty.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm imagining, but I seem to be sort of cornered here. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your help. I really appreciate it. I wasn't sure where to turn, and I wanted to get some credible start. And you're it.
Well, all right. Well, Jack, you'll do well with the folks at Ben Franklin and the technicians, and you know that we're talking about traditions we don't do. Romy, were you old enough to remember the family party we threw? The company holiday party we threw in our backyard, and like ten, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes into the party, what happens?
The septic backed up
into the yard.
Yeah,
it was so nice,
and we had to call for it to be pumped.
American Septic, please.
While we're trying to feed all your employees.
There was no
potluck.
There was no bocce ball in the yard that day.
Actually, there was. I do remember that thinking, I won't say his name now, but I'm like, he was here when this happened. He's rolling the bocce ball through the yard, and he's picking it up.
I have still never recovered from that day.
Dude. Gross, man.
People ask.
I'm pretty tough, but.
I was interviewed the other day, and someone asked me, what was the most embarrassing moment in your entire life? And that had to be...
That's way up there.
That had to be way, way, way up there. Yeah, that was really bad. We were fairly new into the house. We'd only been in the house like, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 years at the time. And we'd had the church youth group party over there with like, you know, 50 little teenagers. And then we'd had a couple other events there, and it was like event after event after event, and my company holiday party was the event that kind of, the cup overfloweth.
Well, before we move to Jody in Tucson, you were talking about ways to fix the drain pipe underground without excavating.
Yeah.
They can also do the same if it's a copper.
That's true, yeah.
Water supply line. If you've got 30-year-old copper and you've got a leak, before you start digging up and repairing underneath, there's a new technology where you can't just spot treat it. So you've got to do the whole house. But chances are, after about 25, 30 years, if you have a leak, you're probably at the point where you need to replace it all anyway. But anyway, you can't just spot treat it. But what they do is they attach this huge vacuum at every single plumbing fixture in the home. They cut, if you picture your faucet and you look underneath and you see each copper supply hot and cold coming out from underneath. They cut at each one and they attach a hose there. They do it at the shower head, the sink, the laundry room, everywhere water is, every hose outlet. Then they introduce sand into the system and they suck it through at huge power. So it sandblasts and cleans the inside of your pipe. And then they put epoxy in it and it sucks epoxy through the entire system and it coats the inside. Turn your water back on and you're good to go for as long as epoxy lasts, yeah. Which is, you know,
this as I understand the system, and you know a lot more about it than I do, was invented in L.A., and they were doing that to avoid digging up all the L.A. streets, and they were lining the water supply systems for L.A. municipal water.
I don't know that it was invented in L.A., but it sure—
got perfected there.
Yeah, and they did it a lot on hospitals. It was huge in the hospitals in California, and Ben Franklin has the franchise for that technology here in Arizona.
We're talking about traditions the Romeros haven't participated in, and we don't do long family story novels with our Christmas cards. The other thing we've never done is take pictures of our pets with Santa Claus.
There would be no room left for people if we took pictures of our pets.
Or dress your pet.
Or dress your pet. We've never done that. I want to see you dress your goat. I want a picture of your goat
dress
with
like reindeer.
Yes, I want reindeer antlers on your goat.
You know, give us till this time next year. We should have enough to make, what is there, 8 in Santa's? We make a whole realistic.
You can put Remy in there as Santa.
His wood wagon should be restored by this time next year.
And
so
we're certainly not making fun of people that like to dress up their poodles in little
I like looking
Santa
at the pictures.
Elf hats and sitting in Santa's lap. But let's take a count. If we did a family portrait with our animals, it would be 2 horses. Right now, just 3 dogs, so we're kind of light on that right now. It would be how many chickens?
Oh, right now? 25-ish.
And how many rabbits?
Just 2 right now.
And how many goats?
We're just 3 right now, but we're waiting for 2 more any day. They look like they're about to pop.
Yeah. So I mean, a Romero family portrait with our animals would look like, it'd be like a Noah's Ark thing.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the things we're doing is we're sharing with you Romero family traditions. I see Miss Jody is calling from Tucson, and we're going to get to her right after this short break. But right now, I'd like to share with y'all another one of our segments where, oh, we're not going to share one of these segments. It's just the out segment. That's the last one. Okay, so just like I did to poor Margaret a minute ago, I said we were, and then we weren't. The show was going so good, Mike. We were doing like 2 hours and 45 minutes, absolute perfection, and now I'm tripping all over myself here with the closing segment to come. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I'll regain my composure.